Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Hey, this is Sarah Lee Langford, and this is Closed on Sunday, and I'm here to do a couple songs for you. The first one I'm going to do is called Two Hearted Rounder. Title track off of the record I put out in 2019. And here's the first song that is on the record that came out in 2022, the one I put out with my friend Will Stewart. So the song's called Staring at the Sun.
I just
just walked in with two big baskets of peaches. So that's nice to see. It is July in Alabama right now, and it is probably about 95 degrees outside. All right, I'm going to do one more song here. It's called Big Women. This is the song that that they featured on a Netflix show. They didn't feature it. It was on there. Teenage Bounty Hunters. I think that's what it was called. Teenage Bounty Hunters. So, it's my claim to fame. Basically 18 years there, and then never really lived there again, except maybe summers when I was in college. But I grew up playing bluegrass with my family, and we played that Gordo
Mule Day
mm-hmm. a long time ago. And we happened to be playing the same year that Charlene from the Andy Griffith Show. You remember that show?
Yeah.
So my dad used to play in a band with Doug Dillard, who was the banjo player from the Darland family. So mm-hmm. that was, it was actually brothers, Rodney and Doug Dillard, but they were the Darlands on the show, which Charlene was playing the year that we played Gordo Mule Days.
That, festival of, for what it, and it continues to grow, but like Mule Day, like I've gone to several, it's a good event. I don't think Reform has anything that they do here, but like Millport and Kennedy, where I'm from, mm-hmm. they do a 4th of July fireworks show, and I would rival it against Tuscaloosa's.
Oh, okay.
Like, some small towns, like, really have like cool
cool stuff.
Yeah, cool stuff.
Well, you know, it's all about the people, because if you're here and you have friends here and you're making music here, and you know, it's all about who you know and what kind of effort you put in.
Mm-hmm. And I've already talked to them, like when I was at the city council meeting, just you know, letting them get to know me, and like the vision is like, well, tell us about this music. And I was like, we're not going to do anything crazy. I'm not bringing out Black Sabbath. We're not going to erect a stage on top of the building. It's just, I like bluegrass, I like Americana, and I like folk music. And I just think the aesthetic of sitting in front of like the product and having John Wayne's right behind you is like, it's real cool.
Yeah.
And I think it's good exposure, and I think it'll be good for social medias, and people, the musicians can use it however they like. And like, we can open the doors, and I think if it's BYOC, bring your own chair.
Uh-huh.
And if you'd like to come, I'm asking that you give $20. I'll feed you, but the money is going to the musician to help make it more worth their while for coming out. But I'm excited. Like,
last. So is this the first one that you're doing the concert?
This yes.
Yeah, I know you had recorded Taylor and some other folks too.
So with each of those, we had Taylor's good friends with Monk on the radio.
Uh-huh.
So Monk and his wife, I invited them to come. It's been like private shows, but this is the first one that's kind of open. So okay. Anxious to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Get to be the guinea pig for it.
Like it or not, here we are.
Yeah, but it's going to be fine. Like when BB was here last time, I had Kevin Stripling. He's out of Detroit, Michigan, but he's got family and property down here.
Mm-hmm.
And he had come to Porch Fest, and he was just blown away. And he's got a lot of music friends in Birmingham, and it was just so happened. They were like, oh, we're all playing Porch Fest. You ought to go. Like, you got to go see. And he came, and like, as it is, like, we do Porch Fest at Munson Brothers now, and like, what, dang, this was like the first year to where like someone would show up at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And I was like, they might have a bite to eat, see 2 or 3 of the performances. Most everybody that came, they stayed for the entire thing. And, you know, and it was loaded with Birmingham. And so like with the next one, I want to bring like you, Janet Simpson.
I'd love to, yeah.
And like deck it out with Birmingham once again.
Do it. The Birmingham scene has a lot going on.
Yes, it does.
It's really a lot of fun people making interesting music.
And the thing I like about it, like, just take Will Stewart. Y'all did that record together, which I love.
Thank you.
And it's, you know, back and forth between the two of you on it.
Yeah.
And that meshed so well. And him and Janet Simpson working together with Timber was always great. And I've got that record here, like Cornelius Chapel. Sent me some records on consignment. So like when the record sells, you'll be getting some money from me.
Sweet.
But and that's another thing about the music. Like when people come in here and they're, well, tell us about the music. And I was like, I break out the records. And I was like, do you like CDs, records? And I was like, on Sunday, you can come catch a show, $20, and I'll feed you. And that's the music. That's it.
Pretty down home.
Yeah. And it's like, whether it's 5 people, 20 people, it's, if you want a show, it's easy like a Sunday morning. Come on. But I did want to catch up. Like last time we were, I think it was Two Hearted Rounder. We spent a lot of time talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if the record with you and Will working together was in the making.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
And have you been? I think Ford Boswell, have you been working with him a little bit?
I love that man, yeah. He's on both of those records.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Bad Luck in Love is the name of the one that Will and I put out. And it's been 2022, I think, like November 22 when it came out. So mm-hmm. We're about due to make something new.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I hadn't been playing too much with the band this past year. I just got busy with raising kids and teaching and, you know, just living.
Yeah.
And so we hadn't booked too much until lately, but we played one Friday night that was a barn burner. We had a good time.
That was that country show recently,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did. So if it's if I'm playing originals and Will's playing with me, you know, we'll go by Sarah Lee Langford and Will Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're doing the country thing where we do all the old covers of like Loretta and Waylon, and we do a lot of Wanda Jackson too, so a little rockabilly and country in there too. But we call ourselves Fist City Country Show, named after the Loretta Lynn song, Fist City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't want to go to Fist City, you better get up off of my man, you know. It's a lot of fun. We have a real good time. So we played at a friend's. He's just reopened Billy's Tavern in Lakeview in Birmingham, and we broke it in good for him Friday night.
Great.
A ton of folks.
Brought some Fist City to it.
Yeah, we did. It was crowded in the best kind of way. And
do you ever work with Chad Fisher with his Waylon Knight? Or no, it's Hank Knights.
No, I've never done Hank Knight with Chad, but I mean, it's a long running event that's right around the new year.
It's right around his birthday, right? They usually do it around
Hank's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Well,
or maybe it was when he died.
It's one of the anniversaries.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, I know you mentioned focusing a lot on raising children and teaching, but what about like the songwriting process for you lately? Have you got some new ones in the can?
Yeah, I've got some that are not quite finished yet. But how I'll do it is, I'll be driving down the road, or I'll just be, you know, playing with my guitar on the couch or something, and I'll hit something that I like, and then I'll open up my voice memo on my phone and just like do a little snippet in there. And then when I come back to it, if it's any good, then I'll work on it some more. And if it's not, I just hit delete and it's gone.
I know how that goes.
So I've got several that are coming together, and I'm really hoping to get back in the studio probably, man, fall would be great. We'll see what happens, but it's time.
What about as far as like collaboration? Who, you got anybody in mind?
Well, I just really, really love my band, which is me and Will, and Keelan Parrish on bass, Ford Boswell on pedal steel, and Brian Gosden on drums.
That's a great lineup.
It's just, I mean, they're just killer musicians, and they've played with everybody. You know, it's Will's done his own thing for a bit, but like you said, he plays with Janet. Janet's an old friend of mine. I'd love to play some with her too. Janet and I went to college together at Montevallo and sang in the choir. So we did all this, you know, Brahms and all that kind of stuff, vocal training wise in college. So I'd love to do some stuff with Janet. But I just really have so much fun with Will and the guys. You know, Keelan played with Vulture Wheel for a long time. And let's see, Ford played with Early James some, mm-hmm. and with other friends around town. And Brian Gosden is the drummer for Dexateens. And he's just a very versatile drummer. Like, he can rock real hard, and then he can shuffle a country beat too. So
yeah, that's it. First time I saw him play was it was the first live Dexateens show, and Ham Bagby was a big part of why I went that night. But
yeah.
They had it was like a one-day music festival, and the Dexateens were shutting it down. This has probably been 3 or 4 years ago now, and I got there, and of course, you know how tall Ham is. He just towers over everybody.
Yeah.
And he's like, I didn't know you were coming. And I was like, well, your favorite band is the Dexateens. And I saw that they were playing, and I figured you would be here. So I was like, I'd have somebody to chit-chat with. But, I mean, the lineup was great that year. They had Results of Adults and just a lot of local flair.
Where was that?
That was at Avondale.
Was it Avondale Brewery?
Mm-hmm.
I think I played that show.
I want to say you did. I think that was the first time I saw you live.
Yeah, that was. It sounds like it was a benefit for my school. That was
yes, it was.
School. Yeah. So we just played that festival last weekend. It was more scaled down in the daytime. But yeah, we just played that one a week ago.
Yeah, but like, it was the first time I had met Brian, and like, the Dexateens rule. But like you said, very rock and roll, and got, you know, shots and clips from old late 80s Talladega.
NASCAR racing on the big screen. Yeah. Behind. I remember that. Man, that was a fun night for sure.
And then called up old alumni. Like, I think Taylor Hollingsworth got up there and played a song or two with him.
Yeah, well, I teach his daughter there at the school. So it's funny how it's like there's a lot of musicians in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taught their kids because I've been teaching 16 years now at this Waldorf school. I teach handwork. I teach textiles to the kids. I teach them how to knit and crochet and,
and
make stuff with sewing machine and all that stuff. So it's funny how many of the local musicians I've had pass through my classroom over the years. But, yeah, Taylor's great. And his wife, Kate, also excellent musician. You know, I taught TJ Supreme's kids. I taught, folks from Holiday Gunfire, the band. I taught their kids. I was teaching all. I can't even think of it all right now.
Oh, yeah.
I teach Results of Adults kids, Tim and Mary B., their kids. So,
yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
I wanted to ask, and we may have talked about it last time on the show, but how did that go down with the Big Women getting on the Netflix show?
Oh, that's a good question. So, let's see if I can call up the details. All right, so my record was out with Cornelius Chapel, and there's a couple guys that started that label, and I want to say it was Scott Zappardo who was kind of helping do the licensing and kind of pushing things through. And so, like, he had my songs. What they'll do is when they get a new recording, they'll send it sometimes to, like, a publishing company.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've got people who just listen to the song.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
See what show might be a good placement for it. So, I remember. So I had recorded that with Lester Newby over at Ol' Elegante.
Mm-hmm.
And Les told Wes McDonald, who's one of the other guys for Cornelius Chapel, he was like, I really want to call Sarah and tell her that we got her song placed on a thing, because he said the working title for the show was Slutty Teenage Bounty Hunters.
Oh.
I was like, my song is going to be on Slutty Teenage Bounty Hunters. And they dropped the first word of that when it went to Netflix. But it was like, I had such, you know. So one of the producers, I think, on the show was Gingy Cohen. I think I said her name right.
Mm-hmm.
She did like Orange is the New Black. And I was like, maybe this will be the next big show.
Yeah.
It did one season and then did not renew. But yeah, so they just said that, you know, maybe sex positive teenage bounty hunters wasn't the best, didn't have the best ring to it. So they just dropped that first word off there.
Yeah.
It was about some teenagers who worked in a yogurt shop with Kadeem Hardison, the guy from A Different World.
Yeah.
Do you remember the guy with the flip-up glasses?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he was one of the actors on the show with these girls who were working at his yogurt shop and then, like, undercover doing, like, bounty hunting.
But it's always interesting to hear, especially like somebody you know, when a song gets featured in a movie or it could be a t-shirt. I remember when they did the, good grief. What was the name of that? Dr. Sleep. It was the prequel to The Shining. And that movie came out. Well, that was along the time where the Red Clay Strays were beginning to hit their stride.
Mm-hmm.
They had a song featured in that film. But what was really cool about it was one of the people that got killed in Dr. Sleep, they were wearing an Abe Partridge t-shirt. And I like seeing like media like that. And I was like, y'all had a lot of Alabama going on right here.
Yeah.
And The Heartless Bastards, Friday Night Lights, I don't know how many
the
seasons.
The football show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Erica Winterstrom and her band, it was a season finale. Their band played one of the house parties that closed out a season. And, you know, that was along the time where they were leaving Fat Possum and, like, moving on up.
Uh-huh.
And, like, that was a breakout time. So, you never know when something happens like that.
Just a freak thing.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly wasn't expecting it. But, you know, I got a check from Netflix. It was pretty great.
Well, there you go. Well, what else has been good? What have you been working on?
Let's see. Well, I should tell you about next. I'm not sure when this is going to air, but
I'll have this. I'll have it out Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. Well, Saturday next. No, just Saturday, the 19th, is a fundraiser for the nonprofit that I'm on the board of. It's called Southern Music Research Center. And so my good friend Bergen Matthews has got it. He's basically archiving obscure things around the South, music-wise. And he wrote a book called Magic City Jazz that's real cool. And so we're just kind of raising some money for his work that he's doing around town. He does the Lost Child Radio.
I know that program.
It's real cool. He pulls up all kinds of things out of nowhere and plays that on the radio. He's just a great guy. So we're playing Saturday at Woodlawn Theater. Also, Hurricane Elaine. I think it's a blues band.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. So we're going to be at Woodlawn Theater Saturday the 19th. And then I should tell you about this other one. It's in September. I want to say it's the 27th, but I'm not 100% sure. But it's at Saturn in Birmingham, and it's for our friend Doug Doughty's birthday celebration, right? So it's going to be all these Cornelius Chapel artists, me, and Will Stewart and Janet Simpson.
Oh, Lord.
People Years and Dexateens. So that's a free show in September, so I know people are going to want to come to that.
I'm glad to mark the calendar for that one. Yeah. That's some of my favorite folks playing.
Yeah.
I got People Years to come over and play for Porch Fest, this most recent one.
Mm-hmm.
I was blown away. It was like I have all their records. Like I love their records, but it was the first time I ever saw it live.
Yeah,
blew my hair back.
Yeah,
they were great.
Yeah, bunch of great musicians.
With the research with that nonprofit.
Yeah.
Has, and you may not know, but like with some of the gutting that the current administration has been doing, mm-hmm. has he felt any impact off of that?
Well, it's a pretty new organization, and I think that he's been, pretty self-contained as far as I know, with grant work and just raising his own funds for the work that he does. So he hasn't told me of anything, but just fingers crossed, because I mean, I know what I want my tax dollars to go to, and it's arts education, and it's feeding people that are hungry and making sure everybody has a doctor they can go see. And those things don't seem to be valued. So
yeah, that was one thing that we were, when Taylor came over and played, and we were talking about that with some of the nonprofits and things that he's working with and doing, and like even some of the projects, he was like, you know, I've spent a lot of hours and a lot of time preparing and getting music ready for, you know, projects or whatever else, and you know, we don't know if it's going to be funded anymore. Mm-hmm. We don't know if it's going to be gutted. And he was like, I'm not going to get that time back, you know.
Right.
And so like with that, is there a website that people can go to kind of get familiar or even give or whatever they want to do?
Absolutely. So Southern Music Research Center, and I think it might just be smrc.org. Now, Bergen's going to be so mad at me if that's wrong, because I'm on the board of the thing. I ought to know what the website's called.
I'll make sure and I'll put it in the show notes.
I appreciate you.
we'll get that fixed if that's not right.
All right.
So that's the upcoming shows. We got a big one in September, benefit this Saturday. What else? Like, just life in general, what have you been learning?
What I've been learning? Let's see. I learned how to be a more peaceful parent.
Well, them girls are getting older, ain't they?
I know. I tell you what, teenage is pretty great so far. I've got 11 and 15-year-old, and they're just the best. Now, it doesn't mean it's always easy, but they're really just amazing kids, and, you know, just trying to keep it cool. I took them to California on a trip to see the redwood trees, and then in about 2 weeks I'll be in Slovenia with my friend because I like to go places and she does too. So we just thought, where do you want to go? I can't say that Slovenia was ever on my list.
On the list.
But, you know, we're going to go check it out.
Hey. Well, that's, I was usually save it for the end, but like it's a two-parter. Like, what's the most beautiful place you've ever been to? And then, like, where is somewhere, like, you've wanted to go, you just ain't had an opportunity to get there yet?
Yeah. Well, I think there are a lot of beautiful things in this country. I've seen a lot of really amazing national parks in this country that are just amazing. Mm-hmm. That's what I want my tax dollars to go to, the national parks, too, you guys. It's really important not to sell off public lands. But my friend and I went to Greece 2 years ago because I had always wanted to go there since I was a kid. I don't know, I guess I was like a mythology nerd or something. But
yeah, I was going to ask, was it movies or was it stories? How did like?
It was stories, and you know, I just like I like old stuff. Like the guitar that I brought to play today is a 1935 guitar. I like old stuff, you know. I mean, I like old cars, but I also want my car to crank and that kind of thing. But I like to go see ruins and something that has a history to it. Old houses, all that stuff. So we went over to Greece and went to this island. And it was supposedly the island where Icarus launched off, where he flew too close to the sun, right? Icaria. And there was, I just remember sitting and watching the sunset on this beach, and I was sitting on what they told me was the base of the temple for Artemis, and I'm like watching the sunset on this. It was like.
And all those stories were coming back, and like.
I know, and I'm just like tearing up there on the beach with a bottle of local wine from the winery up the hill, my friend, and it was just really, really beautiful. And let's see, where would I like to go? I'd like to maybe go to Italy, south of France, Machu Picchu, go see some Aurora Borealis in, I don't know, Norway or or somewhere like that.
You remember, like, recently, I think it was, like, late last year to where we had that phenomenon to where everything was just right and you could actually see it in our skyline?
Yeah, I looked for it a couple nights and I couldn't see it from my home.
Was it too bright?
Yeah, or just too many trees along the tree line. So I missed out on the Alabama lights, but...
Yeah, Alabama, that's a good way to put it. I tell you, I had no idea. We were down there. I went to Santiago, Chile. This is back in college, and we were on mission. And we got one free day. And everything was slated, planned out. Like, you know, you didn't really get to do a whole lot of what you were wanting to do. You were working while you were down there. But they gave us one day. We went out to Viña del Mar. And I had never seen the Pacific Ocean. And we take the bus from Santiago. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours to get out to Viña del Mar. It's a city on the coast. And right when we start pulling up and I'm seeing the Pacific and it's a rocky shoreline. Uh-huh. And like we get into the city and we get off on the coast and we're just walking the coastline. And I look off into the distance and there's these cliffs. And there's these old style Spanish castles just looking like if that cliff was to just chip off, like a castle would fall off. That's how close it was sitting to the edge.
Yeah.
And that had to be like the most beautiful thing I've seen, like, with my own eyes. Uh-huh. Yet. And I was like, I would love to go back. I wish I had more time just in Viña del Mar. We just had that one day, but it's a very touristy town, but like there's a lot of charm to it if you get outside the tourist trap. That was a very cool place.
Yeah, I like to do the more off the beaten path kind of things. But there's so much beautiful stuff just here too, you know. We got a lot of lakes and rivers that are just beautiful. And
it is something that I've been on lately, but just like the ecology of the state of Alabama, and it bleeds into Mississippi and Georgia, but we're the Amazon of the United States.
Yeah, the biodiversity here in Alabama. It's amazing, really, when you think about it.
And just even things like local around here, you grew up around here, like just north of here is like the Natural Bridge, and like you've got just all these bodies of water, and the Bankhead, and like,
I mean
one of the prettiest beaches.
That's true. You have it all. Plus Moundville's not far from here too. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's really archaeologically very special place. So, I mean, we're very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very fortunate there are those beautiful lakes to get into when it's this hot outside. Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Yeah, no kidding. I try to keep it like this cool in the store. Like, thermostat's way down. But like when people are coming in, there's like first thing out their mouth, man, it feels good in here.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey,
you want them to feel good when they come in.
Yeah. We want you feeling good as possible, man. And feeling as good going out, too. But, well, what else? I've been doing a little traveling. That Greece story was cool. What about reading? Been reading any books lately?
Yeah, I picked up a book the other day and just to read, like, what it was about. And then next thing I know, I'd read four chapters of it. It's Stephen King, Revival, I think it's called.
Okay.
And it's about a guy who figures out how to harness electricity to heal people, and he's acting like a revival preacher.
That's kind of like a Frankenstein kind of thing.
A little bit, yeah. I don't know.
But he's a preacher?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I know.
I can see I'd probably fall into that too.
Yeah. I'm a little over halfway through. I'm not sure what's going to happen yet, but. So I can't say if I recommend it or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
one thing that I've been, and just like with the open mic and our crowd over in Columbus, musicians, it's like, I mean, a lot of our guys is, I'm having writer's block. I don't feel like I have anything to write about. I don't have anything to say. And I was, well, when was the last time you read a book? And they were like, what do you mean? I was like, well, like, there's a cycle, like anything when you're doing creative, I don't care if you're drawing or if you're writing, if you're playing music, if you hit those bumps, like that's why it's important to be listening and reading other people's work, because like you might hear something or read something in a different light that'll open you up a little bit.
Yeah.
And it can like help you out.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I kind of was in a rhythm for a long time of writing just autobiographical stuff. And now I'm trying to not do that. So, you know, I kind of felt like I said some things I needed to say personally through the songs. And now, I mean, there's just, like, so many options out there. You try and, you can try and write something, and you're like, pick one of your favorite musicians and be like, I'm going to write this song for so-and-so to sing, right? Now, whether or not they ever hear it is not the point. It's like you're trying to write for someone else's style. Or, you know, sometimes just listening to, like, listening, sometimes you just have to have it quiet too. I think there's a value to listening to other people's stuff and also having some mental space for your own brain to be quiet.
Sure.
And see what kind of comes up after that. Because if you're always filling it with information, your brain doesn't have time to think its own thoughts, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It's like over pouring a cup, right?
Yeah.
And I'd say, like, autobiographical, someone who does a fantastic job of telling a story, and it was Will Stewart's County Seat record, Brush Arbor. That was the reason, right when I heard that song, I wrote him, I was like, where did that come from? He was like, there was a book I read called Salvation on Sand Mountain.
Oh, I've read that book. It's great.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
A very fascinating book. Snake Handlers.
Yeah.
And, I went down that rabbit hole, but, like, Will is so good about, like, telling those stories.
Yeah, he really is so talented. And such a funny guy. You ought to see him dance.
I ain't seen that yet.
That boy can cut a rug.
Well, Sarah, I appreciate you coming down and playing our clothes on Sundays. I've already asked the travel question. I wanted to do two more questions with you, and we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
Is question one is just influences lately with music. Like, is there people like you've been going back to, or like who do you really feel like who is like influencing your sound, and just like where you want to, what you want to do next with your music?
Well, I have long said that it would be my dream to write a J.J. Cale record. If only I could be a fraction of cool as J.J. Cale. So that's kind of a perennial, and so is Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. I like their latest record they put out, Woodland Studio, named after the studio they have in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that a lot. I really love Aretha Franklin, and I don't know if you would ever know that just from listening to my style of singing and playing. But
you know, it's when I was describing people, you know, we got Sarah Lee Langford coming, and I was like, "Well, tell me a little bit about it." And I was like, "The best way that I could put it is, if you grew up in church, like picture." The girl who would sing specials who had just a stellar voice, and then she started doing bluegrass, and now she's doing like more country. And I was like,
That sounds pretty on the nose, Alan.
Yeah, I knew that she grew up doing all that, but I was like,
yeah.
You're gonna be blown away. Like it's gonna be really worth your time,
that's very kind.
But the Aretha Franklin, yeah.
I mean, that's a church lady if you ever had one. Yeah, I grew up playing bluegrass with my family and playing at festivals around. I was just telling you about the Mule Days before and playing there. And we just did festivals all around the South and kind of moved away from that. But my dad plays banjo and guitar and mandolin. My brother's a phenomenal musician. He lives in Tuscaloosa. Joshua Langford is his name. And then my mother played too. So we just kind of did the whole family thing.
Very cool. Well, last question to walk around the door is if there was an aspiration to like if I could play this venue, like, I've done it. What would that venue
well,
be?
Well, I have to say, okay, I've gotten to play Standard Deluxe.
I love
Standard Deluxe.
Waverly, Alabama.
Yes, and I love Scott and his sweet little family, and it's really so amazing. And another bucket list thing that happened was when my record came out in 2019, my mother hooked me up, and I played at the Station Inn in Nashville. I don't know if you know about that place.
I don't.
But it is the legendary bluegrass bar. That anybody who's anybody has played there. John Prine used to be that was his place. He liked to go hang out.
I'm guessing, like, as far as year wise, like, longer longevity than the Bluebird Cafe, or
maybe about the same.
Okay.
It's been there a long time. I remember I used to go there when I was a kid, because my dad played with Doug Dillard, and so they would play at the Station Inn a lot, and I was too young to be in there, but I would sit on bar stools and listen to them play.
Mm-hmm.
And just growing up, going up there and seeing whomever. So I feel like I've checked some boxes. Another fun thing I did was one time Elliot McPherson from the Dexateens had us play at his. He has a house on the river, Blackwater River, and so I'd never been to a gig where I'd loaded up all the gear on a little John boat and shuffled it across the Black Warrior River, because his house on the river is not accessible by any roads.
Right.
So that was really fun. So all that to say, I've gotten to do some really fun things in my life, but the Ryman Auditorium would be the place, right?
Yeah, that would be the one.
That would be the place.
It would be very fitting.
So, I don't know. I'm 44 now, so I mean, I still hopefully have some years. Maybe I can make it happen.
There we go. Well, we gotta do our best. Everybody do their part. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else that you would like to plug before we go?
No. Just thank you for having me, and I've never done a show in a liquor store before like this, so I'm grateful for new opportunities.
I think it's. It's something. I don't know quite what it is yet, but yeah. it's something.
I'm having fun already. So.
All right, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.